January 15, 1911. Interest is the poison of the priest. God is not understood by those who are not stripped of everything and everyone. Continuing in my usual state, my adorable Jesus made himself seen crying. The celestial mama brought him to me to calm him, and I tried to do as much as I could, kissing him, caressing him, squeezing him to myself, and saying to him, "What do you want from me? Don't you want love to make you happy and calm your crying? Have you yourself not told me other times that your happiness is my love? And I love you, very, very much, but I love you together with you, because by myself I don't know how to love you. Give me your burning breath that it may melt my whole being into a flame of love, and then I will love you for all, I will love you with all, I will love you in the hearts of all. But who can tell all my nonsense?" Then it seemed that he calmed down a little, and in order to distract my sweet love completely from crying, I said to him, "My life and my all, be consoled. When they do the reunions of priests, oh, how consoled you will be." And he, immediately, "Ah, my daughter, interest is the poison of the priest, and has infiltrated so much into them as to poison their hearts, their blood, and even the marrow of their bones. Oh, how well did the devil weave it, having found in them a will disposed to be woven. My grace has used all of its art in order to form the weaving of love and to give them the counterpoison to interest. But not finding their will disposed, it has woven little or nothing of the divine. So, the devil, unable to prevent these houses of reunion for a priest completely, with a great loss for him, contents himself at least with maintaining the web he has woven with the poison of interest. Oh! If you saw how few are those who are disposed to separate from their families with their hearts also, and to throw up this poison of interest, you would cry with me. Don't you see how they fight among themselves in this regard? How they become agitated? How they become all fire? Even more, they believe this is nonsense which does not befit their state." While he was saying this, I could see the priests who were disposed for this, how scarce was their number. Jesus disappeared, and I found myself inside myself. Now, feeling repugnance to write these things about priests, but having made the sacrifice of doing it, because obedience wants it so, my beloved Jesus came afterwards, and gave me a kiss to reward me for the sacrifice I made. And he added, "My beloved daughter, you have not said everything about the inconveniences which could arise if the priest remains entangled in the bond of the family, the many mistaken vocations because of which the church cries bitterly in these times. One would certainly not see so many modernists, so many priests empty of true piety, so many of them given to pleasures, so many to intemperance, many others who look at souls being lost as if it were nothing, without the slightest bitterness, and all the other absurdities they do. These are signs of mistaken vocations. And if the families see that there is nothing more to hope for from priests, none of them will ever again feel like pushing their sons to become priests, nor will the sons ever think of enriching and lifting their families through their ministry. And I, ah, my sweet Jesus, instead of telling these things to me, go to the leaders, to the bishops. And they who have authority can manage to content you on this point. But I, poor one, what can I do? Nothing but compassionate you, love you and repair you. And Jesus, my daughter, to the leaders, to the bishops. The poison of interest has invaded everyone. And since almost all of them are taken by this pestilential fever, they lack the courage to correct and to check those who depend on them. And then, I am not understood by those who are not stripped of everything and of everyone. My voice resounds very badly to their hearing. Even more, it seems an absurdity to them, something that is not appropriate for the human condition. If I speak with you, we understand each other well enough. And if nothing else, I find a vent for my sorrow, and you will love me more, because you know that I am embittered.